Previously on
The Best Cut of the Music.
Oh, hi.
Hey there.
You just interrupted us. We were recording the best cuts.
Hey, I've got an idea. How about we take everybody on a tour of the offices here?
Yeah, let's do that.
Maybe if there's one of you left by the end of the tour, you'll win the company. That's a little tour humor for you.
Surely it couldn't be true. You're going to meet some people, representatives of the Worst Cuts of Music along in your travels. If you, at any time, tell them any secret about the Best Cuts of Music, you will make yourself ineligible, and you will be kicked off the show, and you won't get to, you won't win the company.
We'd like to see the face of our grand prize winner.
Not you. Not you!
Oh, no.
No!
Anybody but you.
No!
For the taste that can't be beat, we've got the best cuts of music.
Music. You know what?
What?
I like Happy better.
So do I.
Uh-huh.
5, 6, 7. Ooh, I'm so happy.
Ooh, she's so happy.
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 My name is Izzy. I feel so good. I want to tell the whole neighborhood. I'm full of joy that I want to share.
Because Snuffy's voice is his musical instrument.
Yep.
5, 6, 7.
Yeah, well, he's a big fan, Lou.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he bought all your albums.
Oh, you like them, Animal?
Delicious!
Yeah, well, let me tell you something, Animal. You know, you play the drums so good, man. You take the sticks and you really lay down some great percussion. You know what I'm talking about.
Percussion! Wow!
Yeah, Lou, yeah. You sort of have to consider Animal as your basic primitive man. You know, you have to know how to talk to him.
Oh, yeah? Well, how do you tell a man that his work with the sticks really is down? I mean, he can put some soul in the bowl, you know what I mean?
Good drummer!
Good drummer!
Tape that side down, and I think we're done.
You're listening to the best cuts of music.
Edition number 32.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. I'm out. sound to make the body move. A rockin' body.
Get kicked off the show. I just left.
Okay, welcome to the 32nd edition of the
Best Cuts of Music.
I'm back.
It's an uncomfortable moment for us today.
Are we recording?
It's nice to have you back, Teddy Beckerstead.
Hey man, I brought some lunch over. Yeah. You mind if I put my Totino's pizza in your oven? I just took the roast out and put it in the windowsill.
No.
Oh man, is that Sprite cold?
Leave that alone.
What about that? Is this what kind of deodorant do you have?
Stop. No.
Well, what kind of duct tape is that?
The
is that sticky?
Are these blank CDs?
The roast was from my grandma. Alone, yeah.
What kind of CDs have you got there?
Those are CDRs. You're ruining the show.
What?
Teddy Beckerstedt,
please
stop.
You got
any Jimmy Buffett?
No, we don't have any
Jimmy. I like Journey, actually. I kind of like that one, the Power Ballads. I think we ought to play some Power Ballads.
No.
I don't know that this is... That's not the direction we're taking the show in anymore.
Well, maybe that's why it hadn't gotten any bigger.
No.
Well...
I mean, we were on good track back when I was here.
We've been through this before, Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy. We don't...
Why is your keyboard camouflaged?
You are exhausting.
Oh, man, this tour was great, man. I really appreciate this. I'm glad I won the show. I just couldn't wait to get back in here. It's like, I got all my creative juices pumping, and I just didn't have no place to put them, and here I am, we got a room here.
Yeah, here you are.
Guys, is this the mixing board?
Kind of breaks my heart.
Yeah, it kind of breaks the show.
What about these headphones here? Where'd you get these? Is that the pawn shop?
Well, I bought those headphones from you last year.
Yeah.
Do you still owe me money for that?
I don't. I paid you already.
Yes. All debts have been settled.
I gave you one Totino's pizza. It was a pepperoni pizza, if I remember correctly.
I think it actually had sausage. I think we're going to have to get some pepperoni here. I'd like to have an extra, to be quite honest with you. I feel a little ripped off.
Well, it's already... Anyway, so we're doing the show here.
Yes.
Sam. And a little awkward.
Yeah, a bit awkward to have Teddy back on the show.
I enjoy it here, to be quite honest with you. I like these shells. That's a nice touch. And the mauve on the walls with the Transformers poster.
Well...
Yeah, you know
that's your trans.
Kind of
you just put that. You just put that poster up, Teddy.
Yeah,
and I brought my own thumbtacks. I don't know why you're complaining. I didn't nail anything in the wall.
Well, kind of wanted to keep it pristine.
Yeah,
Cindy wanted me to keep it nice and.
You just plug it up with some toothpaste. You'll get your deposit back.
I own this house.
In here, or are you guys going to be dicks about it?
No.
Sure. Go ahead and smoke.
We like to keep the temple clean.
Can I have a cigarette?
I'm out.
We're completely out. Yeah.
No. Don't
open
that.
No, there's something in this pack.
Don't open...
I saw a carton in the living room.
I was under the couch. Is it on the coffee table now?
You should defrost your freezer, man. I put some stuff in there earlier, and it just looks like it's just way too much.
Well, actually, it's got the perfect amount. I read it in a manual. It's got the perfect amount in there. So
well, I had to put some stuff out on the porch.
If you fill it up too much, well, that's, yeah.
Appreciate that. It's raining now.
We'll be sending you the bill for that.
Thanks, Teddy.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to have you back, Teddy. We really appreciate you coming back. You really did give a sense of chaos and error to the show, lend a sense of pain.
What happens
pain
if I press this button over here?
We just didn't
alone.
Have... No.
Here, play with this Rubik's Cube.
I never can get these things straight. Here, help me out. Get this thing started here. Just make it all red on one side.
No, I'm not...
Don't unstick.
Don't
That's not cool.
Don't take the stickers
off. I've had that since 1980. Thanks. Appreciate it.
It's cool. Still mint. Nobody will know the difference. Just put it on eBay.
Right, yeah. It's stickers are all wrinkly. And
it was kind of
a
collector's item.
Do you have any markers? I can make the whole thing black. It can be like the ghetto Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that sentiment. Michael Jackson gave me that Rubik's Cube, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Did he touch you?
No. Well, he touched my heart.
Yeah.
His soul is the heart of my eyes.
Yes.
That's true.
That's one thing we can agree on.
That's one thing
Except
we can agree on.
Except for Billie Jean, because she was not his lover.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's a nice observation there, Teddy.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate
hey,
that.
Hey, let's see these tracks.
Yeah, let's see what tracks did we play here.
Foreigner?
No,
we didn't
play
have any
Foreigner. No.
While you may own the show right now, we
like
retain the rights to play what we are going to play.
Yeah. So at the top there, we had I'm Happy on Sesame Street by DJ BC.
Can we put 8 tracks on here?
No.
No, there's not.
I got one in my car.
Oh, just stop it.
Geppi and Geppi, African Love Song right after that.
Yep. And then after that, Pasta Fagioli.
Pasta Fagioli.
Pat Lestache's Pasta in the Mustache re-edit by Celso Valley.
After that, we had Glenn Underground with Moving 70s Vibe Mix.
Do you guys ever take the trash
tunes
out?
Would have been a really good set.
I know some trash we can take out.
I agree there, Sam.
Yes.
Wink, wink.
Wholeheartedly.
Nudge, nudge.
I mean, I can help you with that.
Okay, sure.
That would be great.
Just get your feet right on the street.
Yeah, and put your socks and shoes on first. Appreciate you taking them off, by the way. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's no problem. I got to get these toenails clipped.
Yeah, well, thanks for not asking to use my toenail clippers. But
do you have any floss? I was kind of in a hurry this morning.
You don't need to floss here, and you don't need to floss on my desk. That's for sure.
You got a vacuum cleaner? I just leave the clippings in the floor. You can vacuum them up later, right?
Well, we're going to have to.
Yeah.
I think we'll need a rug doctor for that. That's quite the pile, and I'm not touching it.
Dr. Shells need aired out. Do you mind if I put them in your window?
Yeah,
just put them on top of my roast.
These are dumbbells. You've been working out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Garbage Pail Kids.
Those are precious. Leave them alone.
Don't touch that.
Collector's item.
That's when I
won. Mind if I open up the cellophane?
I think we need.
I've had that since I was in first grade. Yes. So I'd appreciate if you didn't.
Those
open
are
that
series
up.
Two.
So that's cool.
I brought my own crayons. I can put a mustache on this one.
No. The picture's fine. It does better.
I think it'd be good with a mustache. I kind of like mustaches. I'm thinking of growing one.
That's fine. You go do that outside.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that. He's gone for a second, soon we can continue with the show.
Yeah, thank God.
Hey, finally. You guys got a bowl? I'm kind of trying to make a tossed salad for this Totino's pizza.
Where did he go?
I
think he's in the kitchen.
He's going through my stuff right now.
What do we do?
I don't really need a spoon. I need some eggs. It'd be nice to make a nice egg-based dressing.
Should we call the police?
I don't know. You know, the last time last time he did this, he left all my pots and pans out in the parking lot, and someone ran over him, and I had to buy him a new tire.
Don't mind if I eat this spam, do you?
God.
Do you still have his mom's phone number?
I think so. I don't know. Might have to call her somebody.
Right. Does he still have a P.O. officer? Or P.O.?
Parole officer?
Yeah, parole officer.
I think so.
I'm just going to use this bottled water to wash my hands, okay?
I think that might be our edge here, so let's run with that. Yeah. Yes, Teddy. Yes, go ahead and use my bottled water that I got at that U2 concert, the pop concert.
Yes, from that Icelandic glacier.
Appreciate it.
Water.
So just go ahead and use that. That's cool.
Oh shit! I don't know what's up. Your garbage disposal's fucked up.
Well, it wasn't broken. It wasn't broken.
It was fine.
Fuck.
It was fine before.
Fuck!
You ruin everything.
Can I use your bathroom? I was gonna take a shower.
Okay. Sam, you're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Wonder who I be, they call me Mac C. I got my head right and I'm dressed to a T. That's why the boys name me Mac C. Well, I'm a dedicated, educated, nominated, sophisticated man. With a mic in my hand and I'll groove you and make your fingers pop. So come on, Dr. Tom, it's your turn to ride.
My name is Dr. Tom, they call me Stoney, the latest man, the one and only. But enough about me, I wanna rap to you. And don't you say a word until I'm through. I guess by now you could take a hunch. That I am the dinosaur of the bunch, but that's okay. They're still keeping stride, cause the class of 83 is all the way live.
My name is Rick, and I know I'm slick. I rap my rap, and I rap it quick. I'm speaking for the clubs in high school. The polo and the videos are too cool. Don't forget the 80 plus 3s, the ultra wave, and the VIPs. I'm Slick Rick, and that's all for me. I give it to my girl, Mara G.
My name is Mara, they call me Gail. My rap is so hot, I have a story to tell. I sing my songs all night long, and I'm rapping to you. To the end of the night, get off your seat, move your feet, feel the heat, and beat the street.
And I like to say that we're here to learn each and every day. It don't matter if you come just like a little bum, cause we're really concerned about the grades you earn. So chill out on the pen and listen what I'm saying, cause I took a little time to create our rhymes. I like to give a little cue to my fellow division. Come on, 301, and complete your mission.
301, hey, you know it's fun. We're spending our time being number one. Just a hippin' and a hoppin' and clapping our hands. Just a slippin' and a stoppin' and making plans. My name is Jesse, without a doubt. In 83, I'm moving out. I gotta say this much, cause we're so bad. For the best division we ever had.
Do 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 do. Hey, 302, that's the cue. Do the rap that you want to do. Well, for 4 years we've been doing fine. Serving time since 79. Now 93 is almost here. 302, get up and cheer.
Division 303 wrote their own little thing. They make the studio live and make the one screaming with the math to see. They're gonna pass the test because he rap on the mic better than the rest. And when he comes to school, he work around the clock. So come on, 304, it's your turn to rock.
Stop, stop, all the way, like, cause God will see you's already high.
cause we're smart. Hey, seniors, are you gonna drop? You know why? Cause we're tops.
This is Division 305, and I swear to you, we're all the way live. We get the nasty rhythm and the funky sound. We party at the place called the playground. Let your fingers pop, check out the sock hop. Stick your finger in a second and get a big shot. Snap your fingers, sing the song. We give it to the class that comes along.
Division 306, we are so live. Miss C and Warren, don't take no job. All we have to do is try our best and get A to B's on our test. So 306, don't be late. We have to carry on so we can graduate. Do your best so we can be walking off the stage in 83.
Here we are, we've done our 11. We're the class of 307. The tightest, the brightest, the best we can be. And if the world's not better, don't blame it on me. We've done our part, we sure got hard. And now we're ready for a brand new start. We've done everything we've been asked to do. So in 83 of this class is through.
Class of 83, I'm gonna lead you through a rap. Just keep up the pace with a double hand clap
I'm Orlando, better known as O, and with my three ladies, we're the fabulous four.
We're 308, and we're super great. We spend half our day at Chicago State. The challenge group is our special name. We're the cream of the crop, and number one in our game. We have Miss Flirt, King, and Candy.
And with that combination,
we just can't be beat.
Look out, world, cause we're coming through. Division 399 is talking to you. We got brains, brawn, and beauty too. Ain't no limit to what we can do. You can join us, fight us, get out the way, cause we're bound and determined to have our day. Don't bother to put up those detour signs, cause straight ahead, 399.
The city's alive and we are clean. You heard our rap and we were mean. So busting our necks on the scene is CN1 and KND.
I'm the sponsor of the class along with Ms. Warren. Now we're not here to do no star.
Mr. Whitfield's busy, can't do his rap. So Dean and I are here to fill the gap.
Talk to the baby. 83, get live. Get all the way live.
'Curtains open. Lou Zealand and Ralph do something funny. Curtains close.
Close. Go get him!
Oh, hi. I'm Big Bird. I'm a friend of Kermit's.
Oh.
Yeah, we both come from the same neighborhood, Sesame Street.
Oh, isn't that the cute little children's show with puppets?
Three words of the wax, step yourself back. It's getting down and ain't giving no slack. Like a Burger King with a sack of Big Macs. We're throwing down with the rackabones axe on time. In your mind, you see, you got to book it to your best ability. You got to funk it up until it knocks you down. When you're funking up, make sure you pass it around. Come on, let's go to work. We got what to make your body jerk. Make you throw your hands up in the air. Shake your booty and scream, oh yeah. Cause we are the Jam On Crew. And jamming on it is how we do the do. We'll funk it up until you book it down. So come on people, check out the sound.
Introduce myself.
myself, for my name is Chili B. And I'm a surefire, pure blood, a bona fide house rocket jam, or production and fee. If you want the best, to put me to the test, and I'm sure you'll soon agree that I got no flaws, cause I'm down by law when it comes to rocking viciously. You see, cause of when I was a little baby boy, my mama gave me a brand new toy, two turntables with a mic, and I learned to rock like a Dolomite. Time went by on this rock creation, I knew someday I would rock the nation, so I made up my mind just what to do, and I joined with the jam on production crew. So go crazy, don't let your body be lazy. I said don't stop the body rock till your eyesight starts to get hazy. Clean out your ears and you open your eyes, if you wanna hear the music just come alive. If you don't know how, get ready to learn, cause Cosmos taking his turn to burn.
And then what do you see? It's Cosmo D. Yeah, baby, that's me. I got the beat, and that's oh so sweet. Without me rocking, it's incomplete. So rock this, yo. Rock that, yo. Rock on, and don't you dare stop. You rock this, rock that, and that's a fact. For the jam on crew, and rock your body right back. Rock a steam locomotive right off the track, and give the whole wide world a funk attack. And to the beat, yo, get down. Let me rock it to the rhythm of a funky sound. From hill to hill, from sea to sea. When jam on's rocking, everybody scream.
Jam on it.
Jam on it, jam on it, on and on it. And if you're feeling like you wanna dance all night, then go on ahead and flown it. Cause jamming on is what we do best, it's what separates us from the rest. And if you don't think our crew's down for real, let me tell you what happened to the Man of Steel.
Say Superman had come to town to see who he could rock. He blew away every crew he faced until he reached our block. His speakers were three stories high, with whoopers made of steel. And when we brought our set outside, he said,
"Rock me for real." He said, "I'm faster than a speeding bullet when I'm on the set. I don't need no fan to cool my amps, I just use my super breath. I can fly three times around the world without missing a beat. I socialize with x-ray eyes, and the ladies think it's sweet."
And then he turned his power on,
with a 12-inch gun called Disco Kryptonite.
Rock that.
When Superman looked up at me, he said, "You rock so naturally." I said, "Now that you've learned the deal, let me tell you why I'm a so for real. I'm Cosmo D from outer space.
You
rock the human race. I do it right, cause I can't do it wrong. That's why the whole world is singing this song.
Jam on it.
Jam on it. I say jam, jam on it. As day turns to night and night turns to day, whatever time it is, I wanna hear you say,
jam on it.
Jam on it. I say jam on it, jam on it. Jam all around and upside down. I keep it jamming to the jam on production sound.
Jam on it.
Jam on it. I said jam, jam on it. I said a jam on it's the funky beat that takes control, with the short shot boogie that'll rock your soul.
Jam on it.
Jam on it. I said jam, jam on it. Get out of your seat and jam to the beat, and don't you dare stop the early morning.
Jam on it.
Atlanta, Georgia, Charleston, Slice Stone, Tennessee, Richmond. waiting long, darling?
Well, long enough.
Well, I could wear Rocky on.
Oh, no, not that, but,
What?
Well, dear, it's just that I'm getting tired of this hiding in doorways and sneaking in and out of places. Always keeping undercover while I'm beginning to feel like a criminal.
There. There's nothing criminal in that, is there?
No, there's nothing criminal in that.
JJ, don't say that. That's not the right spirit.
Oh, sir, you've just got to get better. I should have been looking at your criminal costume.
What's the use? What have I got to live for?
Why, everything, everything, JJ. You're just in the prime of life. You're right at the peak.
Put that couch down. We don't need it moved. I don't want my couch moved.
I just think the feng shui is off.
I don't think my couch needs to be moved.
It's got to be pointing north. Where are you going to pray to Mecca? Pray to Mecca. I'm just kind of glad to see you guys, to be honest with you. It's been so long, and I kind of missed you. Oh, yes. How did the time pass? Terrible, though. And I just wanted to talk to you about this new thing I'm into, Amway. I've also got some literature from these Jehovah's Witnesses I've been talking to. Why didn't you guys accept my Facebook friends? Well, I wanted to put you on my Twitter status so you guys could see where I was at.
I don't know. You're not supposed to end a sentence with a preposition, but
yes.
I
don't have a preposition for you. Well, I do have a preposition for you with the Amway, I guess. We don't need any poor products. No. What you do, though, is you just don't go to the store. You just get all of your soap products through me. It's pretty easy. And then you can sell some soap products. Why would we do that when we could just... I'll take some of the money. We could just buy stuff online.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No. That's way too much trouble. Over to my house. No.
I don't want to.
It's a whole lot easier just to leave.
I can't leave my house. I have anxiety.
Yes.
So I can't go over to your house.
Well, do you even have a house?
Yeah. Where do you live now? I thought you lived with your aunt last I talked to you.
Well, they let me out of the halfway house sometimes. I mean, it's over there by the mission. But you know, they're nice people, and they bring me the soup sometimes. You know, I bet they miss you. They probably do. You're right. Yeah, you should get back over there. I don't know. Pronto. I kind of like hanging out here, though. You guys got air conditioning and windows.
Yeah.
Oh, can I turn that air up? It's kind of hot in here.
Yeah, it's actually kind of expensive.
It's 72. I think something's wrong with your bathroom, guys. You're going to need a plunger in there.
What's wrong with the bathroom?
Why would we need a plunger for the bathroom?
You have a mop?
We're using the mop in the kitchen.
Yeah, from the mess from
that you
the
made in there.
Yes,
that's not a mess.
I don't even have
it's
cereal.
Just
I don't
that's
know where
what
that
happens
cereal
when
came
you
from.
Cook.
You didn't cook anything.
Yeah,
though.
You just made Totino's in a mess.
Yeah,
Totino's is cooking. Totino's is a meal. I don't know what you're talking about. I like the mushroom and spinach kind.
That's foul.
I don't even think they make that.
That sounds
Teddy. They don't.
No, they make the cheese, but I put my own mushrooms and spinach on top.
You mean you use our mushrooms and spinach that we were going to use for a nice healthful meal?
Yeah, we were going to entertain Susan and Cindy with that.
Yes.
Why don't you
make
have any lunch meat?
Good
here?
Salad. Because that's bad for you.
I like Oscar Mayer's, because sometimes my bologna does have a first name. Would you guys mind going to the store for me?
But we have everything.
Yeah, we're actually doing the show right now. Yeah.
But I don't like this kind of orange juice. Do you have fruit punch Kool-Aid? We need
no,
more sugar.
We don't.
I don't have any.
Bad for
I
you.
I poured your iced tea out in the sink. That's cool, right?
Oh,
I was soaking.
I was going to drink that. You asshole.
That was uncalled for. Here it is, we haven't seen each other in how long, and you gotta insult me.
Oh, we haven't seen each other long enough. There wasn't a big enough space there.
So, Teddy, I gotta ask you, you won the show fair and square. What are you gonna do with the show?
Well, you know, it reminds me of the time when I actually started the show. You know, back whenever I started it, it was a lot bigger, and we were doing a lot better. And I think that technically we should probably put a little more country tunes on here, something you could dance to. You know,
there's a couple of points to that that we'd like to address. Number one,
you didn't start the show.
Number two,
I brought all the pizzas.
You did bring pizza.
I will give you that.
Randomly.
Sam, we give him that. He brought really good pizzas.
It was so great. We were neighbors, and I used to crawl in your window when you guys were making the show because you forgot and you left the door locked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great time when you started the show and
yes.
would crawl through the window and we would lock the door.
There's a reason why you can't find those episodes.
There's
anymore.
A whole lot going on there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping we could do a best of, maybe do some CDs. We can make some money on that.
I don't think we could do that. I think that's legally not possible.
I think we would lose money on that actually.
Yeah.
I know good lawyers.
I don't think you do.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't put...
You know good lawyers? Where you been for the last 5 years, Teddy?
Yeah.
That hurt. That really hurt. You know that it was a correctional institution, but I was framed.
Right.
And why did you have to press charges for me crawling in the window?
Well,
breaking and entering is a serious crime. It's an invasion of privacy.
Right. And I was taking a shower.
Or privacy.
Do you mind if I have this Chef Boyardee ravioli?
You're still hungry.
Yeah,
so,
oh my god. You're like an amoeba just
this is a
ever
nice
growing
shirt.
And expanding.
I love this shirt. You mind if I try it on?
That's
right. Well, actually, that's my go ahead. That's cool.
No,
yeah,
the blue looks
nephew.
Better on me.
Yeah, appreciate it. And that was for my nephew.
That looks this.
He's 9, so
yeah, look at me. It's so small it makes it look like I have giant muscles.
It's hilarious.
You look disgusting.
It's hilarious. I didn't just get that in Paris or anything. It's not one of a kind. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, if I flex, it's like the Incredible Hulk. It just pops right
off
of me.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Thanks for ripping it.
Yeah, that's ruined.
Pretty much
destroyed that shirt.
Sorry,
legit.
Yeah.
Real funny.
Teddy Smash.
Okay, so my understanding is that you're not gonna fire us from the show. We're gonna continue the format as the same. And you said you had one addition to the show you wanted to make, and that we'll have to do. What was that?
I was hoping we'd get some cameras in here and get some dancers.
Well, it's actually an audio show.
Yeah,
only.
We're not doing video.
But can't you see this on the TV?
No.
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 Can't
you
see this
you play it through a portable media device.
Right.
Like a Walkman?
Sure.
Yeah, you could
record
it on
cassette
tape.
You
record
it on cassette tape.
What else would you record it on?
You could burn it onto a
CDR.
CD.
We
use your MP3 player.
I don't know if the last.
You could press it into vinyl. I mean, there's many options.
Does it work on the 8-track?
Yeah, sure.
There's that one company in Texas, I think, that still makes 8-tracks.
Okay, I just like to have something to listen to in the car.
You don't have a car, Teddy.
Why you gotta rub it in?
Well, you shouldn't have wrecked it. Into my car, I might add.
Well, I don't know why you had to park behind me.
Well, he was already parked there, actually.
Yeah.
And then you backed into it, so...
It wasn't there when I went to bed that night, though.
Well, that's because you passed out.
Right, you parked in front of his car and passed out in your car.
Yeah.
The door was locked.
I wasn't at home, Teddy.
Well, you could have left it open for me, though. You got a couch. You could sleep on that. I don't take up much room.
Well,
in bed.
You had your own
I guess
apartment.
You're right. So uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Let's read off these tracks before the show's destroyed.
We started off that set with Carver Area High School Seniors with Get Live.
Yeah, it's an excellent
great
tune.
Song.
Yeah, and after that, another DJBC track with Jam on Sesame Street. It's a mashup of Sesame Street and Nucleus.
I'm gonna make some eggs in here.
Oh man,
I don't have. I'm out of eggs. I'm not. Oh well, you found my eggs. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Just go ahead and make those. It's fine. I was gonna make it for breakfast, but you know, whatever.
Listen to this when I throw it against the wall.
That's gonna ruin the paint.
Are you gonna clean that up?
Clean that up.
Juggle.
Oh, you can't.
You that's two juggling two
you
isn't.
You can't do anything.
Really juggling.
Yeah.
You can't really juggle unless you juggle three.
You have to catch them too. That's just called fucking up.
tune after that time zone, the wild style instrumental mix. Version of that. Teddy, put that down. I'll get it. No, I will get it. I will get it. I'll find it for you. We gotta do something about this, Sam. What are we gonna do?
Your underwear's kinda tight, too.
Gosh. I think...
You can keep that.
I think we should call the police.
I don't know. I'm sure he's something. There's a violation here somewhere.
I think just disturbing peace.
Yeah, yeah. I think if we call his PO, he'll listen and make sure he's away again.
Yeah.
This is not working out. This is not what I planned when we envisioned this kind of.
Yeah, I was hoping we were going to get like some beautiful small child to give the show to, and it would be a miraculous, marvelous, beautiful thing.
I was actually just hoping for a beautiful woman to give the show to.
Sure.
And then she would.
We could deal with a woman's touch around the studio.
Right.
Your neighbor has great tits.
That is, she's a nice person.
It's very inappropriate.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that.
Not is that mention, her husband?
Yeah.
Yes.
What time does he go to work?
They're actually retired, so they don't work. They're 82 and Teddy.
Yeah. That's, disgusting.
All right, Sam, you go help Teddy make those eggs. I'm going to call the police.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
Teddy, put that down. Oh, it's hot! Teddy, quit it. Just put your hands in your pockets. Don't touch me. Stop touching things. Stop, you touch my balls. I'm not touching, goddammit.
Hello, police. Yes, I have a guy here, Teddy Beckerstead. He's... I'm just wondering if I could. I think he's got a. I think he's on parole, and he keeps.
Stop slapping yourself.
I was gonna see if you guys could come pick him up. He's definitely disturbing the peace. You can't. Well, I don't know. I think he killed someone. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. He killed someone. Come right away. He killed someone. Okay. Okay. Good. Bye. Okay. No, I love you. Bye. Oh.
This milk is bad. Do you guys want to taste it?
All right. No, Teddy. Sam, it's taken care of.
Yeah. All right, sweet.
Wink. It's taken care
of. Good deal. Hey, Teddy.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Pretty good. Want to make this show? Yeah.
All right, now.
Hey, all right.
Somebody's knocking on the door. Is that more pizza?
Yeah, just go ahead and answer that.
Yeah, get
that pizza. We ordered 27 pizzas.
On the table.
Ow, crap.
Yes. Oh, thank God the police got here.
Yeah.
Nick O'Time.
Come here, sir. I'm gonna kill you, Sam Hauser and Rogue Flex.
All right, well, that's threatening. Yeah, terrorists are threatening.
You heard
him,
officer.
All right, even if that murder charge isn't any, that was a murder threat.
Yeah.
Is that a real dog?
He's a menace to society.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can will be used against you.
Stop at Walmart on the way.
You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Sempre farol. Se
We're back.
We are back.
So, Sam, it's been kind of a crazy day.
It is.
That we shouldn't do a contest like that. It kind of backfired on us.
Yeah, no, we definitely should not. I think we learned a lesson here. Yeah.
Choose your friends wisely.
Yeah, choose wisely and...
All right, well, I guess that's the last we're going to hear about Teddy then.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do the songs.
Tracks, yeah. One hell of a day. Okay, at the tip there, we had Azoto with San Salvador.
Good tune.
Yeah, really good. Get that at ContraPunk blog from Iceland.
Nice.
It's good.
Nice. I can't remember where I got my copy. Tim Mize, Ascenda O Farol. Farol.
Yeah, that's it.
It's good stuff. And coming up, we have Harold Mason's Groovin' You.
Yeah, Groovin'
Intense
You.
Intense funk song.
We're going to groove you.
It was off the Stylist mix from summer of 2008. Really good stuff.
Yeah, you're going to need a Q-tip to get the groove out.
Sure. Get the funk
that,
out of your ear.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, I'm speechless.
Right. I mean, gosh. It's sad that it had to come to that, though, you know, because he's not such a bad guy.
I mean, he is a nice guy, despite being so amazingly obnoxious.
Right.
Tearing
it's,
up
it's
your
really,
stuff.
It's like a superpower.
Yeah.
Like super strength or flying, but he's obnoxious.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But
yeah.
I mean, he is nice, but it's just, yeah, I mean, it's, gosh.
You hate
pull
to
you
do
into
it.
So many weird, bad things.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have to call the cops on him. I feel kind of bad now.
I know.
I mean, I don't know.
It's going to take forever
just
to
the way
he, list all the things he destroyed.
Well, I mean, I just remember how he used to smile. You know, we were when he had put all that shaving cream on my mirror, and it, and instead of just writing "Happy Birthday, Robbie" on my mirror, he covered the entire mirror with shaving cream, and then wrote "Happy Birthday, Robbie" with his finger in the shaving cream in the mirror.
Yeah,
and I just remember coming home and just throwing my hands up in there and just kind of laughing. You know,
yeah,
what
it's
mean?
Like that's Teddy.
That's Teddy. Yeah, there's so many.
Yeah.
So many good memories about Teddy.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of quiet without him here.
It's it is.
Kind of. You know, you kind of get used to that noise, just that noise level.
Yeah. Asking questions nonstop. Just
yeah,
inane
just
conversation.
Inane,
really
banal.
Kind of an adorable kind of an adorable individual.
He had these cute little cheeks.
You know, they called Teddy, they called teddy bears after Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And really, I could see both the teddy bear in Teddy as well as the Theodore Roosevelt in Teddy.
Certainly.
I mean, he's
kind like
of
a wild, rugged woodsman.
Yeah.
But there's like a cuddly, you know, moon pie on the inside there.
Right. Except for Theodore Roosevelt was very well read, and Teddy can't read.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting distinction to make.
Yes. And he sometimes would make me see red.
Well, I guess, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Do you think that we'll ever hear from Teddy again?
If we're lucky, we will. And if we're unlucky, we will as well.
Right. And we seem to be both.
Yeah, there seems to be big odds on that happening again.
Really, my thing I'm thinking really is if Teddy's alive, we'll hear from him again.
Yeah.
Basically. If he's out in the ocean, somehow he'll figure out a way to ask his questions from the ocean. So, anyways, so
if anything, we'll hear from him in the form of credit cards that he keeps taking out in our names.
Right, right. But he kept, I mean, you just gotta laugh, though. He bought me that weird pink Ferrari.
I know.
I mean, it was so cute, but it just kind of off.
I got a yacht, and there's not even any water around here.
Gosh.
It's like it's just...
Teddy,
just sits
who
there
could
in my
stop
lawn.
Teddy? Teddy is
he's a force of nature, a juggernaut.
He is. All right, well, I guess that's his swan song. Let's end the show here.
Yeah,
you're listening to the best cuts of music. We'll be right back.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Arr!
Yeah,
real funny.
Teddy Smash.